RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus for Ukraine, Headline Newspaper, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Government testing wanted toothfish vessels after Interpol tipped off. CityLink aims to remove European Union ban. Now the news in details. The government is set to sink the Viking fishing vessels, Interpol's most wanted Antarctic toothfish poacher, on March 14 in the southern sea of West Java. The ship was caught last week by the Indonesian Navy in Bintan waters in the province of Riau. It's the last of six toothfish poaching vessels, collectively known as the Bandit Six. Rear Admiral Taufik Rahman, commander of the Western Region, said the vessels operated in the Pacific Ocean and around Antarctic Ocean. Patagonian toothfish, a species of cod usually found in cold waters. He added that vessels was seized after the Navy received a notice from Interpol. He said the vessel would be handed over to the illegal, unregulated and unreported fishing task force at the ministry to be destroyed, while the ship's crew members would be charged with violating the law on shipping and the law of fisheries. 11 crew members were on board during the arrest, comprising 5 foreigners from Argentina, Peru and Myanmar, and 6 Indonesians. He said that the Navy would allow Interpol to send its investigators to examine the vessels. CityLink, the low-cost arm of national flag carrier Garuda Indonesia, aims to be removed from the European Union ban list by June in its bid to improve the company's image for future cooperation. CityLink President Director Albert Burhan told the press on Tuesday, with the European Union ban lifted, it will make it easier for CityLink to work with other airlines, because foreign airlines usually ask about the European Union ban and IOSA, IATA, Operational Safety Audit Certification. He said that the European Union counterpart will conduct a final audit on the company in April, followed by a meeting in June. Garuda Indonesia had its ban lifted in July 2009, enabling the airline to fly to the continent. The European Union previously banned all 51 Indonesian airlines from landing in its airport in 2007, citing concerns over their safety standards after a string of major passenger jet crashes in the same year. Albert said that the European Union ban removal attempt would be followed by an attempt to get IOSA certification. However, Albert said that the company did not have any plans to expand to Europe anytime soon. Creative economy is one of the most rapidly growing sectors in the world and in Indonesia. In Indonesia, the creative economy contributes 10% of state revenue. To protect intellectual property rights, the Indonesian Agency for Creative Economy has launched an online service for copyright registration. Head of the Creative Economy Agency, Triawan Munaf, in a press conference theme, Implementation of the UNESCO Convention of 2005 on the Diversity of Cultural Expression, on Tuesday in Jakarta said, the Indonesian Agency for Creative Economy Indonesia promotes the rights of intellectual property through applications connected to the Directorate of Intellectual Property Rights, Ministry of Justice and Human Rights Affairs.
Kami baru saja minggu lalu
Last week, we launched an application in Bima. The application is available for Android and iOS. Bima provides complete information. The information can be downloaded and has linked to the Ministry of Justice, Directorate of Intellectual Property Rights, and people are able to get directly to their server so that it will be very easy for us.
Untuk memberikan informasi selengkap-lengkapnya, karena kita masih banyak yang salah kaprah.
Triawan Munaf further said that people who have an expression in the form of work can obtain information such as what works category. Those creative economic actors will get a lot of convenience in obtaining intellectual property rights. With their intellectual property rights, they can increase the economic value and competitiveness in the global arena. Triawan Munaf is committed that the Indonesian Agency for Creative Economy will facilitate greater access to the global market and international distribution networks for creative economic activities. German Embassy in Jakarta hosted the regional network meeting for diplomats in Asia-Pacific. This meeting was held by the German Foreign Ministry and the German Embassy in Jakarta from February 29 to March 1 in Jakarta. The event was attended by 50 diplomats from Asia-Pacific countries who are alumni of diplomat training program organized by the German government. German Ambassador to Indonesia, George Wischel, in his opening speech on Monday in Jakarta said, the meeting aimed at opening an opportunity for diplomats in strengthening networking and dialogue.
Und es ist nicht nur Training, sondern es soll vor allem Dialog sein, denn viele Länder der Welt haben ja ausgezeichnet ausgebildete Diplomaten, die meisten.
The meeting is not just training but also a dialogue. Many countries in the world have well-trained diplomats and we will talk about their activities. The main objective of this training is that diplomats can understand the foreign and economic policies of the German government, especially the policy related to the European Union.
Vor allem auch mit unserer Politik in der Europäischen Union.
In the same occasion, Ambassador George Wischel explained the topics discussed in the meeting are Asian community and multilateral cooperation in the Asia-Pacific region. According to Wischel, Indonesia is a country with the strongest economy in the Asian region. Therefore, he expects that Indonesia could enhance cooperation in various fields with Germany, which is also the country with the strongest economy in the European Union. In a series of events, there is a cultural program, namely the visit to the Istiqlal Mosque and Borobudur Temple. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, in Jakarta. Lampung recorded an increase in its export of Robusta coffee beans to nearly 10,000 tons, valued at $16.25 million in February this year, from nearly 8,500 tons worth $14 million in January. Head of the Provincial Trade Office, Ferrina, said in Bandar Lampung on Tuesday, export rose as farmers and traders held large stocks of the beans. In addition, Ferrina said, exporters have more orders to meet under contract from abroad. He said farmers and exporters hold substantial volume in stocks, although it was not yet time for grain harvest. He said grain harvest is expected to begin in the middle of the year in July to last until September. The selling price by farmers in Lampung at present is still less than 19,000 rupiah per kilogram. He said the cost of production and cost of taking care of the crop, such as fertilizing, are high. Lampung is one of the largest coffee-producing provinces in the country. Indonesia is the fourth largest producer of coffee beans in the world after Brazil, Vietnam and Colombia, and the world's second largest producer of Robusta coffee after Vietnam. The National Counterterrorism Agency, BNPT, has invited academics and universities in Central Java to collaborate on preventing the spread of terrorism. The targets of radicalism and terrorism are often young people, including those studying in universities. BNPT head Saud Usman Nasution said during a dialogue on radicalism prevention at Diponegoro University. A lot of young people have reportedly joined the Islamic State ISIS organization, and some were involved in the terrorist attack in Jakarta in January. In Central Java, terrorist networks usually recruit new members, mostly youth from Boyolali, Pekalongan, Cilacap, Sukoharjo and Kudus, to name a few. Saud said that capturing and killing terrorists alone was not enough to root out terrorism from Indonesia. Dialogue between academics and university can build a strong foundation to fight radicalism and terrorism. The city administration will fix potholes and other damaged roads to welcome the Organization of Islamic Cooperation OIC Summit set to take place in Jakarta on March 6 to 7. The repairs will focus on city thoroughfares such as Jalan Sudirman, Jalan MH Tamrin and Jalan Rasuna Said, Jakarta. Jakarta Deputy Governor Jarod Saiful Hidayat told journalists on Tuesday. The Deputy Governor said the work was expected to be finished within 2 days. In order to minimize the impact of heavy rain, Jarod said the city administration would continuously clean up the city drainage system. The city water management agency is now monitoring the city's waterways, Jarod said. Jarod added that the agency had discovered piles of cables in the waterways near the presidential's palace last week. Meanwhile, the city administration will conceal the Mass Rapid Transit MRT project along Jalan MH Tamrin and Jalan Sudirman with welcoming banners. The deputy governor stressed that 90% of the welcoming preparation had been finished, including the security aspects. Listener, that was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuko Kusumawati.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, this is commentary entitled The U.S. Presidential Candidates Primary Election. I'm Rahmawati. Presidential election in the United States of America will begin in November 2016. Candidates from Republican Party and Democratic Party remain unconfirmed. To enter the stage, the U.S. presidential would-be candidates have to struggle to assure delegates and become the only candidate from each party. From Republican Party, the candidates consist of Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Jeb Bush, younger brother of U.S. former President George Bush. Meanwhile, from Democratic Party, there are Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley. The result of primary election in South Carolina gave a big chance to Hillary Clinton to represent Democratic Party. Vote for more than 70% by Democratic delegates makes him leave Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton's strongest rival. Moreover, after Martin O'Malley, Maryland's governor, quit the candidacy because of the insignificant vote. In the meantime, the chance of Donald Trump from Republican Party is getting bigger after winning in Nevada caucus. His competitors, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, still have to fight harder on Super Tuesday, which took place on Tuesday, March 1st, the U.S. time. The early election, which should have been held in one state in a day, will be held simultaneously on Super Tuesday in 12 states for Republican Party and 13 states for Democratic Party. Meanwhile, two states, Alaska and Wyoming, will hold caucus for Republican, while American Samoa will hold it for Democratic. The result of Super Tuesday is crucial for both Republican and Democratic candidates. If many delegates vote for Donald Trump, the real estate company will find it easier to get a ticket for a presidential candidate from Republican Party. So will Hillary Clinton beating Bernie Sanders. Despite losing in South Carolina, Sanders stated that the battle has not ended, but will begin on Super Tuesday. At least half of 1,200 votes from Republican delegates is needed to assure the victory of the candidate. For Democratic would-be candidates, they have to gain vote from at least 800 delegates. One-third from the amount can be gained from Super Tuesday. Presidential would-be candidates election in the U.S. is conducted through preliminary election and caucus. Every state in the U.S. has delegates for the party national convention. The number of delegates is determined by even party based on population of each state. However, besides ordinary delegates, there are super delegates in three states which have freedom to choose candidates they like. The super delegates usually consist of state officials, former president, congress members, or state senate. Will Donald Trump make it through candidacy from Republican? Or he will share the result with Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, so that he still needs more vote in the next election? And Hillary Clinton, will she go ahead, leaving Bernie Sanders, or instead Bernie will gain majority vote on Super Tuesday? We will find the answer after delegates cast their vote. Let's see who will be the candidates chosen by Americans. Well, listener, that's commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Today in History. We start with an event occurred on March 2, 1956. Morocco gained its independence from France. Morocco is located in the northern Africa on Mediterranean and Atlantic Ocean, bordering with Algeria, West Sahara, and Spain. Previously, Morocco was colonized by Portuguese and Spain. In the early 20th century, Morocco became a protectorate of France. The struggle for independence went on through diplomacy and battle. After World War II, the chance for Morocco to gain independence increased when the issue was brought into the UN General Assembly on October 15, 1952. The chance got even better with the Asian African Conference in Bandung, 1955. Finally, on March 2, 1956, France gave independence to Morocco and King Mohammed V became the head of government. We move on into another event on March 2, 1959. The name of Bandung Institute of Technology, ITB, was inaugurated. Bandung Institute of Technology, ITB, is the state higher education located in Bandung, West Java. Previously, ITB was a technical high school, which was built during the Dutch Indies era on July 3, 1920, named Technische Hogeschool te Bandung, or TH Bandung. After the Independence War, since February 2, 1950, TH Bandung became part of Engineering Faculty, Mathematics Faculty, and Science Faculty of University of Indonesia. On March 2, 1959, the government inaugurated it as Bandung Institute of Technology, based on the Government Regulation No. 6, 1959, on the establishment of technology institution. Until 2012, ITB had 4 study programs with internationally accredited by U.S. Independent Accreditation Institution, AIBAT, where ITB became the only higher education in Indonesia to possess such accreditation. Listener, we end today's segment of Today in History with an event on March 2, 1969, when the Concorde plane flew for the first time. Concorde is a turbojet-powered supersonic passenger plane, which was built in 1950s by England and France. The jet Concorde was operated for the first time on March 2, 1969. However, due to expensive operational costs and several fatal accidents, the use of Concorde was stopped since 2003. The two airlines which operated it, Air France and British Airways, stopped the use of this jet and ended the era of supersonic flight. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Voice Green. Today's edition features the role of buffer village needs to be strengthened. The role increase of national parks buffer zone in Indonesia is expected to develop the ecotourism to attract more tourists. Therefore, the people need to be empowered to drum up the business along with the conservation activity. Buffer zone itself is an area outside preservation zone as other forest area, free public land, or right burden land, which is required to maintain the sanctuary provision. The buffer zone has a significant role for the preservation of sanctuary in decreasing the population pressure toward the regions or village around the high interaction by integrating conservation purposes and economy of local communities. Around 51 national parks in Indonesia are encouraged to increase the revenue through society-based activities. In the regions, there are 27 natural resources conservation agencies only, yet to optimize the national park's economic potential. In result, several national parks cannot meet the non-tax national revenue regulation. According to Environment and Forestry Ministry's Natural Resources and Ecosystem Conservation Director General Secretary Novianto,
Bambang, the contribution of the natural resources, especially from the national park, toward the national revenue is low. Novianto said, besides the human resources, the promotion must be increased to attract visitors. According to him, the regional government can follow the success national parks by always considering the property characteristic of each national parks. The effort to attract visitors to the national park must be accompanied by environmental support and the capacity to avoid overcrowding. The tourists also need conservational education during their visit to reduce the environmental impacts such as waste and vandalism. Head of the Center of Gede Pangrango National Park, Harry Subagyadi, said, the people empowerment program around the Gede Pangrango National Park is yet to be integrated with the regional development. The tourism site in the area will be focused as an ecotourism package so that the tourists can contribute the conservation. Meanwhile, the Komodo National Park is Nusa Tenggara profited 411 billion in 2015. Listener, that was Voy Green.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. The government is set to sink the faking fishing vessels Interpol's most wanted Antarctic toothfish poacher on March 14 in the Southern Sea off West Java. CityLink, the low-cost arm of National Flag Carrier Garuda Indonesia, aims to be removed from the European Union ban list by June in its bid to improve the company's image for future cooperation. Lampung recorded an increase in its export of Robusta coffee beans to nearly 10,000 tons valued at $16.25 million in February this year, from nearly 8,500 tons worth $14 million in January. The National Counterterrorism Agency, BNPT, has invited academics and universities in Central Java to collaborate on preventing the spread of terrorism. The city administration will fix potholes and other damaged roads to welcome the Organization of Islamic Cooperation OIC Summit set to take place in Jakarta on March 6 to 7. Listener, that was News in Brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You're still tuned to the frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz or through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Yogyakarta. Stay tuned. Listeners, Bantul Regency in Yogyakarta province has many beautiful beaches. It is due to its location of Bantul, which directly borders with Indian Ocean in the south. This regency has some beaches such as Parangkusumo Beach, Depok Beach, Samas Beach, and the most known is Parangtritis Beach, which becomes Yogyakarta tourism object icon. Comparing other beaches in Yogyakarta, Parangtritis Beach has the longest coastline and is easily accessed from Yogyakarta. Bantul Regency also has various unknown tourism objects. For example, Kedung Pengilon Waterfall, which is located at Petung Hamlet, Bangun Jiwa Hamlet, Kasihan Subdistrict Bantul Regency. Kedung Pengilon Waterfall can be your next destination. Listeners, Kedung Pengilon tourism object consists of big pool in river stream with waterfall on the top. Water which flows to Kedung Pengilon comes from spring surrounding hamlet. Then the water flows through the river and falls in Kedung Pengilon. The water which falls in Kedung Pengilon is so clear and uncontaminated because its water comes from river whose location is far from villagers' settlements. Its water has bluish green. The color is influenced by bottom of the pool which contains white stone and also the depth of the pool. This tourism object is well known with the name Kedung Pengilon. Kedung means pool and Pengilon means a place for reflection. So it is named Kedung Pengilon by local people because they as if look in the mirror when at the edge of the pool. Kedung Pengilon has clear water, so this becomes a tourist favorite place to play water and to swim. But if you swim in this pool, you must be careful because this pool has around 5 until 8 meters deep. If you have adrenaline, you can jump from altitude and glide into the pool. We guarantee you are curious to try and try again. If you do not want to play water, you can be relaxed while enjoying the beauty of Kedung Pengilon. It is very pleasure because this tourism object is surrounded by shady trees and also provides long chair. Listeners, to visit Kedung Pengilon from Yogyakarta City, you can go to Petung Hamlet. Arriving at the hamlet, you can park your own car. For parking space, you have to walk through footpath as long as 200 meters. Along your trip, you will see green plantation belonging to local people. Arriving at Kedung Pengilon, you will find 10-meter-high waterfall with pool on its bottom. It has diameter 15 meters. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a regular segment introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and expressions as well as their use in conversation. Our topic today is peta wisata, or in English means travel map. Stay tuned. First, I will say the Indonesian vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. I will say them twice slowly and you can follow after me. Selamat pagi. Selamat pagi. In English, good morning. Memberi gambaran. Memberi gambaran. In English, describe. Tentang. Tentang. In English, about. Tempat wisata. Tempat wisata. In English, tourism places. Tunggu sebentar. Tunggu sebentar. In English, wait a moment. Saya ambilkan. Saya ambilkan. In English, I am taking. Kertas dan pulpen. Kertas dan pulpen. In English, paper and pen. Peta. Peta. In English, map. Sederhana. Sederhana. In English, simple. Beberapa. Beberapa. In English, several. Tersebar. Tersebar. In English, spread. Pegunungan. Pegunungan. In English, mountain. Pantai. Pantai. In English, beach. Tempat wisata kuliner. Tempat wisata kuliner. In English, culinary tourism destination. Souvenir. Souvenir. In English, souvenir. Saya lengkapi. Saya lengkapi. In English, I add. Silakan Anda lihat. Silakan Anda lihat. In English, please take a look. Now, here is a conversation example between Andy or A and Made or B. As usual, I will say them twice slowly and you can follow after me. A. Selamat pagi, apakah Anda dapat memberi gambaran tentang beberapa tempat wisata di Manado? Selamat pagi, apakah Anda dapat memberi gambaran tentang beberapa tempat wisata di Manado? In English, good morning, could you describe me several tourism places in Manado? B. Tunggu sebentar, saya ambilkan kertas dan pulpen untuk membuat peta sederhana. Tunggu sebentar, saya ambilkan kertas dan pulpen untuk membuat peta sederhana. In English, wait a moment, I'm taking paper and pen to make a simple map. Ada beberapa tempat wisata yang tersebar di pegunungan dan pantai. Ada beberapa tempat wisata yang tersebar di pegunungan dan pantai. In English, there are some tourism places spread across the mountain and beaches. A. Kalau ada, tolong gambarkan juga beberapa tempat wisata kuliner. Kalau ada, tolong gambarkan juga tempat-tempat wisata kuliner. In English, if there is any, please describe the culinary tourism destinations too. B. Baiklah, saya lengkapi juga dengan beberapa tempat souvenir khas Manado. Baiklah, saya lengkapi juga dengan beberapa tempat souvenir khas Manado. In English, alright, I have added also some Manado typical souvenir shops. Ini peta wisata kota Manado, silakan Anda lihat. Ini peta wisata kota Manado, silakan Anda lihat. In English, here's the travel map of Manado City. Please take a look. A. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. In English, thank you. B. Semoga wisata Anda menyenangkan di Manado. Semoga wisata Anda menyenangkan di Manado. In English, I hope you enjoy your trip in Manado. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. We meet again next week with other interesting topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you to Indonesian music group, namely Project Pop. They have run their career for nearly two decades in the Indonesian music world. Since the beginning of their career until at present, they had released a total of 10 albums. The 10 albums entitled Move On Lagi was released on February 25, 2015. The music group from Bandung consisted of five personnel, namely Yosi, Oon, Odi, Ujo, Tika, and Gugum. To initiate today's music corner, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Gara Gara Kahitna by Project Pop. Happy listening.
Gaya merayuku tak sebebas merpati. Ketika ku dengarkan lagu karangan Yofi, kini aku tahu cara menyatakan cinta. Ku bilang bukan ku ingin mengganggumu, izinkanlah aku menyayangimu. Gara-gara kahitna kita pun punya cerita cinta. Gara-gara kahitna bergolak rasa di dada.
Tadinya, oh tadinya, aku hampir-hampir insomnia. Gara-gara kahitna, kau jadi kasih tercinta.
Kaulah permaisuriku,
kaulah raja hatiku,
kaulah permaisuriku. Cinta dari mata turunnya ke hati. Apa mau dikata bila ku jatuh hati. Ketika ku dengarkan lagu karangan Yopi, kini aku tahu cara menyatakan cinta. Gara-gara kahitna kita pun punya cerita cinta. Gara-gara kahitna bergolak rasa di dada.
Tadinya, oh tadinya, aku hampir-hampir insomnia. Gara-gara kahitna, kau jadi kasih tercinta.
Andaikan dia tahu tentang diriku, aku punya hati juga kepadanya.
Seandainya aku bisa terbang, kan ku jelang engkau kekasihku.
Pun punya cerita cinta. Gara-gara kahitna bergolak rasa di dada. Gara-gara kahitna kita pun punya cerita cinta. Gara-gara kahitna bergolak rasa di dada.
Project Pop is a music group famous with witty lyrics. They prove that the flow of pop with witty lyrics has its own place among the music lovers. The song you've just listened, entitled Gara Gara Kahitna, was one of the leading singles in the album Move On Lagi. To bring witty pop genre, the song is also made with witty lyrics unique and interesting video clips by presenting Kahitna Music Group as cameo. Prominently, piano sounds and instruments as contained in Kahitna songs entitled Permaisuriku and Cerita Cinta can be heard clearly. Listener, wherever you are, coming up next, we'll take you to a song entitled Mengapa Mengapa by Project Pop. Happy listening. Listen to the song Mengapa Mengapa by Project Pop. The song is not only present comedy lyrics, but also through their music video clips. Music in this song is made with Dangdut Koplo or Dangdut Remix. The term of Dangdut Koplo was raised by one of its personnel, Ujo, as electro dance music of Indonesia. Project Pop chose the music genre because electro dance music world is actually interested in the world, including various groups of society in Indonesia. Although the group lifted the genre of electro dance music, the song still gave original nuances of Indonesian music by accompanying Sundanese flute. Listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Move On and Teman Tapi Ngarep by Project Pop. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Seperti lagu harus terpisah punya si cakrakan. Kau putuskan aku lihat statusku jadi goodbye pacar sialan. Cukup hanya dalam satu malam ku dalam penyesalan. Kenapa dulu ku bisa sungguh percaya aku separuhnya kamu. Aku takkan jadi butiran debu jika tersesat kehilangan arah. Aku kan bisa bertanya. Oh, we gotta move on. Hati galau hanya bikin orang blow on. Oh, we gotta move on. Tonight let's have fun. We're gonna party. Oh, we gotta move on. Bapak ibu semua ayo kita game on.
Party bareng Project Pop. Yeah, you know, jadi wallace. Mata banyak nangis bikin malas. Muka jelek, oh what a mess. Let's party baby, pasti beres.
Aku takkan jadi butiran debu jika tersesat kehilangan arah. Aku kan bisa bertanya. Oh, oh, we gotta move on. Hati galau hanya bikin orang blow on.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Bolak-balik ku bilang suka, berkali-kali I say I love you. Ah, bosan-bosan aku bertanya, maukah engkau jadi kekasihku?
Pacaran-pacaran, enggak bilang enggak. Jangan kau gantungin diriku. Aku tak tahan lagi. Mau bilang mau, ogah bilang ogah. Jangan plain-plain katakan padaku. Ayo, dan
teman. Perlakuanmu lebih dari preman. Katamu aku teman tapi mesra, padahal aku teman tapi ngaruh. Pacaran-pacaran, enggak bilang enggak. Jangan kau gantungin diriku. Aku tak tahan lagi. Mau bilang mau, ogah bilang ogah. Jangan pelan-pelan katakan padaku. Ayo,
ayo,
tentukan sih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Andai aku pasha ungu, semua wanita akan memburuku. Bila aku Ariel Peter Pan, yakin ngefans karena gua keren.
Suara merdu. wanita jatuh hati.
Namun semua itu hanya mimpi.
That's right, baby.
Bagimu.
Wow. Jadi semua itu hanya mimpi?
Ya iyalah, masa ya iya dong. Durian aja di bawah, bukan di bedong.
Ku bukan superstar, kaya dan terkenal. Ku bukan saudagar yang punya banyak kapal. Ku bukan bangsawan, ku bukan priari. Ku hanyalah orang yang ingin dicintai.
Kamu bukan super, kamu bukan star. Kalau digabungin, kamu bukan superstar.
Bukan priai, ku hanyalah orang yang ingin dicintai.
Wah, kenapa?
Mai ketel.
Dengarlah yang akan aku katakan.
Apa tuh?
Tentang dirimu setelah selama ini. Ternyata kepalamu akan selalu botak. Eh kamu kaya gorila.
Ketika kesepian menyerang diriku, gak enak badan resah gak menentu.
Ku tahu satu cara sembuhkan diriku, ingat teman-temanku.
Don't you worry, just be happy.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.